Jessica Jones stands nervously at the sidelines at the Mount Vernon High School football field. Her son is the quarterback of the visiting team, the Edison Eagles. She's nervous because she doesn't want to see her son end up in the hospital.
I mean, concussions just scare you to death. My son had one his sophomore year. He's a senior this year. And I do get really, really nervous about the whole concussion thing. So it's honestly, you cross your fingers the whole time your kid's out there playing at this point.
The football season here in Fairfax County is alive and well, but that's not true everywhere in Virginia. In Charles City County, near Richmond, the high school started practice this year with 16 players. Over the course of the first week of practice, that dropped to 8 players. By the second week, it was 1 or 2 players. Superintendent David Gaston had to cancel the season.
It was very much a shock, I think, to the community, as you can well imagine, because we were just as shocked in the sense that we really weren't expecting to see that kind of a drop in that interest so fast as it did over the course of just 1 year.
Across Virginia, several high schools are canceling their varsity football season because students just aren't showing up in the numbers they used to. And canceling a season of varsity football is not just a shock to the community. It also has some unintended consequences. Just ask Tony Lampe. After Parkview High School in Sterling canceled its football program, his son transferred to Dominion High School to play football. After the season is over, though, he wants to transfer back to Parkview to play soccer, but the rules prevent parents from moving their kids from school to school so kids can move from team to team.
My son would like to have the option to finish the football season at Dominion and then return home with his friends since first grade and compete in whatever other sport he wishes to compete in.
At this point, Lampe's not sure if the rules will let that happen. It's a sense of disappointment that's shared by Gary Cold. All three of his sons played football for Manassas Park High School, another Northern Virginia high school that's had to cancel its varsity football program because lack of interest among students. He says the school is losing an important tradition.
Football is a big part of growing up. It's more than just playing sports. It teaches teamwork and responsibility. Teaches a lot of life lessons, how to fail, how to overcome adversity, and I think football does a lot of that.
Back at Mount Vernon, the band is moving toward the field for halftime. Sparkle Shaw is beaming from ear to ear because her son is on the drum line, and she's really happy he's not heading out onto the field to play football after the halftime show is over.
It's a big fear. Like, I didn't even let my own son. He had to choose which sport, soccer, baseball, football. And I, as a mom, was like, oh, don't do football because you don't want the concussions. But that is a shame that it's disappearing. You know, I don't know. What are you going to do?
So you sound conflicted about the whole thing.
I am conflicted. It is. It's sad, but at the same time, as a mom, I see both sides.
Over the last 5 years, the number of high school athletes playing football has dropped 11%. That's according to statistics published by the Virginia High School League. This year, at least 3 high schools have canceled their varsity football programs, and more may be on the way, because for now, the rising generation of high school students just doesn't seem to be all that interested in playing football. I'm Michael Pope.